Brian, maybe just before we get to the games in itself, wheels going to center. I've talked to other centers around the league about the transition from wing to going to the middle. Just what's your impressions of what Blake's been able to do and how he's handled some of those challenges?
I think it's impressive. It's not easy going from the wing to center. It's a lot different, and he makes it look easy. He makes it look seamless. It's fun to watch. I mean, it looks like he's been playing that position his whole career. So, that's really big for us right now, considering that Scheifs is out, that he can step up and do that.
Kind of on that note, guys I talked to say it's harder. You got to manage your speed a little bit more, and you can't maybe fly as much as he does down the wing. He's been able to kind of handle that pretty well, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think there's a bit more responsibility, especially in your own end. You got to kind of set the pace for the line, and a lot of the way you enter zones and a lot of the puck movement comes from that center. So I think that's why he's successful at it. He's got that speed up the middle, and he's a good passer and playmaker, so he can dish it off. But he's playing really well there right now.
Not sorry, but the fact that he's got two young line mates, and you know what that's like, to center kind of a line like that, does that add kind of an extra, I don't want to say challenge, but maybe dimension to what he has to be aware of?
Yeah, but I think he's the perfect guy for it. I think, when he gives advice or talks to his line mates, they listen. He's the leader in the dressing room, but he leads by example on the ice. And playing with young guys, I think they can watch him and just see the way he handles himself, and any advice he gives them, I mean, they're gonna listen to everything he says. So, I mean, I think it's a good mix.
Brian, you guys have preached all year about taking it one game at a time. Is this a tough time of year, though, to not look ahead a little bit with such a scattered month? The players' break next week, and then the All-Star break a couple weeks after that.
Yeah, I think it's a time of the year you don't want to get ahead of yourself. There is quite a bit that can happen still, and there's a lot of hockey left, a lot of games left. So, we're all happy with where we're at right now, but we know, no one's patting us on the backs just yet. There's a lot of things can happen. The big thing is we're handling, the adversity we're going through right now well. Having Scheifs out and a couple guys out of the lineup that are a big part of the team, we're still finding ways to win. So that's really big. But, we can't look too far down the calendar right now.
I know it's kind of big picture, but the road trip coming up, you've got the Sabres and you've got a little bit of downtime. Just thoughts going into this week before you have that back-to-back then with Chicago and Mini.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna try and end it on a good note, and I think the break's coming at a pretty good time. We can use that break to get guys rested up and get guys healed up and back in the lineup. So, we're gonna try and win all these games that we have left, and it's gonna be a challenge. But I think the break's coming at a perfect time where we can, get guys back and regroup a bit and get ready for the last stretch.
The fact that you guys handled the adversity really well, but also the success. It seems like this group hasn't gotten too high, as you mentioned, not patting yourselves on the back. How important can that be longer term as well, that you guys haven't gotten caught up maybe in where you are in the standings and the early success you've had?
It's big. I mean, I think everyone's smart enough to know that, just getting in the playoffs is difficult, and how tough our division is and how things can change, in a week. Anything can happen. So I think we know that's what kind of keeps us motivated right now, is just how good some of the other teams are playing right now. We have to keep winning games, and we're doing that.
That Friday game against Buffalo kind of had some ebbs and flows to it. What did you learn in that one as you get ready for tomorrow?
They're a tough team. They're a team that gives us some trouble, and we expect the same thing in their rink. They got guys that can wheel out there and some skilled forwards. So, I think if we go in with the same mindset of where we kind of play tight defensively and not give them too many opportunities and be patient with what we do, I think we'll be fine.
Brian, what's the difference been between your home game and your road game this year?
It's tough to put a finger on. I mean, you see that a lot around the league, teams having better home records than away records. I mean, it's nice to be at home playing in front of your own fans. I think you get up for those games a bit more. Yeah, but it's tough. I mean, the last few years, our home record hasn't been this good. So I think it's just the fact that, you know, we're a better team this year. And, I mean, I think you know, we feed off that home crowd.
On the surface, it looks like most of the difference is overtime. Thoughts on what's been so difficult about overtime?
I don't know. I mean, overtime hasn't been our friend this year. You know, it's tough because, you know, 3-on-3 is so new still. It feels new when you're out there playing it. And, you know, one mistake and it could go either way. I feel like most of those 3-on-3 games could go either way. I mean, you trade really good chances for most of it, and it's the first team that kind of takes advantage of it and scores on it that wins the game. And I feel like we've just been a bit snake-bitten in those games.